Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of BS Drunk Movie Reviews. This is a weekly podcast, and we do upload the video version to our YouTube channel, so be sure to check that out. My name is Veta, and as always, I am joined by my brother, Matt.
Hey, you guys.
And we are on to a new month theme, and
Yum.
this month's theme is like Peeping Tom, Boyer.
Voyeurism, that's
Movie,
our
things like that. So on this
it was your idea, so
it was
you're naughty. No, it was my idea. It was my idea.
I don't remember.
I just wanted to say you were naughty. It was my
I'm
idea.
Just going with it. I don't remember. That was a long time ago that those decisions
Right
were
on.
made. On this episode, we are going to be talking about the movie Disturbia. And
Which I
this was
love that Rihanna
before
song.
Shia whatever
LaBeouf. LaBeouf.
Went batshit crazy or whatever, Grizzly Adam-esque. I don't
Oh,
know.
Maybe it was this movie that did it. He's just
Maybe. Maybe. I mean,
you never know. You never
you
know.
never know what
He's
breaks
super
a girl.
good looking, though. He's so cute.
Alrighty. So before we get started talking about the movie, what are you drinking tonight?
Okay, so I know I said I was going to try to do specialty drinks. I tried to find a Disturbia drink, okay? Now, granted, I didn't try too hard. I just Google in, and if nothing pops up in the first page, then I'm all like, all right, it's just not for me. So I am just drinking an Angry Orchard. I know you don't like them, but they're so sweet and delicious. So I'm just like, that's what I'm having with this episode. So back off. What about you? What are you drinking?
So I am drinking a teeny, but I made too much of it, so I didn't put it in the martini glass. And it's supposed to have, it's actually a recipe for like the peep marshmallows, and you're supposed to put whatever color Jolly Rancher you use on the rim, your peep. So it was a little time consuming, so you can't just throw this together. You have to prepare for it.
Oh,
So you
gotcha.
have to take 5 Jolly Ranchers of the same flavor. So mine were the blue raspberry, obviously. You soak them in vodka overnight. This is like, so you know if you're making like vodka gummy bears, it's kind of the same, only it doesn't get that weird film on top like when you do the Jolly Ranchers, it like you do with the gummy bears. So you soak it for a minimum of 24 hours in the vodka, and it dissolves all the Jolly Ranchers, and then you add some lemon juice and some orange bitters, and you just shake it and pour it in a cup, and it is delicious. I'm not gonna lie, it's more vodka flavor than Jolly Rancher. Might add a little more of the vodka, but that's okay.
Yeah, that's fine. I love vodka, so I do vodka straight up. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right,
it's
let's chat
delicious.
about this movie.
Yeah. All right. So, did you see this movie in the theaters originally?
I did. I saw this movie in theaters. Did you? Did you see it in theaters?
No. This was. This came out what in
2007.
Oh yeah, I was in the full on Prego mode and kid mode and all
right
of that.
On.
So leaving the house was a chore. It was more hassle than it was worth. So I did not.
No, I did. I remember going with a group of friends and everything. So, and
did
I
you
didn't
have the same thought as me? This would be what I would do if I was on house arrest.
Absolutely. I'm a Yenta as now, and I'm not on house arrest. I am like literally just staring out my window at everybody else's house. Be like, what you doing? What you guys doing? Huh? And everything. I'm like, and I'll just be like our neighbor. I'll be like, oh, the girlfriend's over. I see your car in the driveway and everything. I'm just like,
I would have, with my luck though, I'd have the world's boring neighbors. He lives in a spicy little suburb. Little neighborhood.
Oh yeah. My first 6 months living here, the cops were called 3 times on my neighbor, and I was all like, what's going on here? This is and then I had a drug bust like on the across the street, like not in the house, but the drug dealer like ran into their backyard and was like throwing drugs everywhere.
Drugs.
Yeah,
they're not mine, they're in their yard.
Like, it's so funny, like they were just looking all over for it, and I was like, oh man, that's so good.
Too
so
bad
good.
Sharesies.
Right.
you're searching your backyard going up into Zar.
All the good stuff happens across the street, man.
Yeah, see, the most exciting thing that's ever happened in my neighborhood is the house the little townhome development across the street. Every once in a while, they get a fire, but that's the most exciting thing. So,
or God damn it, Kathleen, your house is on fire again.
All right. So the way this movie starts, it's so bananas. Like the sequence of events that take place in this car accident and the fact that he crawled out the window is bananas.
I just want to say real quick. I remember the first time I watched this in the theater that I did not like this movie. I was like, oh, that movie sucked. And the friends I went with, they're like, oh my God, it was so good and everything. Can I just say right now?
Like, oh my God, it's so good.
Yeah. And I was like, I'm not going to like this, but we'll get into more of it. But because you're right, that first car accident, I was also, maybe I've changed or whatever, but I was like, did I pick the right movie? I was like, I don't remember this nonsense. I was like, this is very dramatic.
And I'm only going to describe this to everybody if you haven't seen the movie, because this is seriously the most bananas car accident ever.
Right.
So
yeah.
First, they're driving down a 2-lane road back from a fishing trip. He is so Shia LaBeouf. What's his name?
LaBeouf.
No, his character.
Oh, Kale. His name is Kale.
Kale. Oh, that's right. Because I go, who names their kid out after a shitty lettuce?
Oh, I just kept going when they said, when he was like, Kale. I was like the chips? I was like, I don't remember that.
Kale's okay, but just Kale's gross. But yeah, anyways.
Yeah.
And he's talking on the phone with his mom. His dad's in the driver's seat.
I forgot. Can I just say, I forgot that it was, what's her face? Carrie Ann Moss. I was like, yeah. Oh my God, she's so, and later on the girlfriend talks about how hot your mom is. I was like, yeah. Carrie Ann Moss is hot. And I was like, I forgot she was. Yeah, it was. She still is hot. I was like, hello, Trinity. How are you? I've got a real red pill for you. It's in my pants. Okay, go ahead.
So first, an SUV speeds around them aggressively, passing them.
Yeah, when she was like, asshole. And I was like, yeah, he's an asshole.
I was too. I was like, that's legit.
And he didn't, can I just say also, he got around them to get in front of them, but he wasn't even going that much faster than them. I'm like, you obviously have nowhere to be right now because you're not even trying to get like further down the road. I'm like, you're like a car length in front of them.
Yeah, you're just one of those people that they were driving the speed limit. And because you're behind them, you were 2 miles an hour lower than the speed limit. So you need to pass them because they're not driving the speed limit.
Exactly.
And you just want to say, dude, if you were both driving the speed limit, you'd be driving side by side.
Right.
That's how that works. But anyways,
yeah. Okay, go ahead.
So he skips around and they continue talking. And then out of nowhere, the car swerves into oncoming traffic because there's a car, because there's no shoulder on this road. So this disabled vehicle just stops in the middle of the road. And at the last minute, this SUV, you know, goes over into the other lane to miss it. And then Kale's car hits it at just the right angle that it gets airborne, skids across the pavement. And both him and his dad are conscious, and he's looking behind his dad, and he's like screams because a pickup truck comes out of nowhere. Now, there was no pickup truck in frame when the SUV swerved.
Oh my God.
Able to see it.
Right. And the SUV, like, I understand that Kale and his dad didn't see the car that was like parked or whatever. But you're telling me that truck didn't see them? There were no twisty and turnies.
How did that SUV not see that car until the last minute?
I had
four people standing outside.
Exactly,
of it.
Exactly. I was like, this accident is narts. I was like, this is crazy. So,
the car hits it. You never see his dad's mangled body. All you see is somehow Kale is able to crawl out the window and limp to the driver's or to the passenger side, and he just looks in, yelling, "Dad!" And then he sees his dad. We don't know how bad it is. I'm gonna assume it was really bad because I didn't want to show it.
Yeah, I was kind of hoping they would show it. I didn't remember like all the details of this movie, but I was like, oh, show him. I can handle it.
I was like, me too. I've seen some mangled bodies on movies. Let's do this. So all you see is his horrid face, and it skips to a year later, and he's in Spanish class, and it's the end of the school year, And the Spanish teacher is making them stand up and talk about what they're gonna do over the summer. And when he asks Kale, Kale knows no Espanol. And
No
then he
habla
claims it on he did
español.
not read that far into the
And
book.
the book,
And it's
yes.
no
Which,
bueno for the teacher.
yeah, no bueno.
But
But
I'm
I
not gonna
just.
lie, the teacher pulls out a shit move card.
Yeah.
He's
I
a
just.
dick.
He is a dick because I'm all like, dude. If he fails, then that's on him. But you being all like, what would your father think? I'm all like, well, don't bring that up, fuckface. I'm all like, stop it. So,
and so Kale hauls off and
oh, yeah, he
beats the shit out of his teacher.
Yeah, he does.
Which I do not condone.
Yeah, I don't condone it.
So
I don't
then
know.
he's in
Maybe I do
court.
condone it.
You don't.
Maybe I do. Like,
you don't.
Maybe some people just need to be taught a lesson, you know?
You don't. So then he's in court, and the judge says he's going to give him a break and puts him on house arrest. And this is where the real movie starts. So
well,
now,
can I just say, does it really start here? Because I just want you
no,
to know.
No, you got a
the
couple of
first,
days.
besides the last, like really the last, I'll say 20 minutes where things get spicy, it's more like a meet cute, in my opinion. Like, I'm all like, oh, this is all like
Well, I would
lovey-dovey
say it's not when the
summertime.
movie starts, but it picks up the pace a little bit.
It turns into a meet cute.
Yeah, it totally gives you a ton of useless information. You know, because what's his friend's name? Ronnie? Ronald? Yeah. So he's home alone. His mom he's being a dick. So his mom takes away his Spotify, his Xbox, the internet.
Which I'm all like, why? I'm all like,
because
which by,
did
by the
you
way,
see
I
his
just,
room? It was
I mean,
disgusting.
true. But I just want to say, I love that Viola Davis is like the person that monitors the little machine or whatever. Because when she showed up, I forgot that she was in. I was like, ooh, Viola Davis, I love her. You're going to be famous one day, like super famous.
And I love when she's like $12 a day and she's like, are you joking? And she's like, no.
Yeah, she's like, I take all major credit cards and everything. I was like, that's good. That's good.
That's expensive. $12 a day for 90 days?
I mean,
That's...
yeah. What is the math on that? Like,
it's got to be like $1,200.
Hold on. I'm looking it up right. 90 days equals. That's $1,080.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
That's
I'd be
a lot
pissed
of
off
money.
at my kid.
Oh, I'd be
I'd
so
be calling
pissed.
the judge back going, can he go back to, can we send him to juvie instead?
Yeah, because that's cheaper.
Yeah, it's cheaper. It's on the taxpayers at that point. So, he can't get more than 100 feet away from this. And I just want to say, it's 100 feet. He goes out to get the mail. That's way more than 100 feet from his kitchen.
Right, exactly.
They make it seem like 100 feet is way more than it really is. It's not. So anyways, he's bored out of his mind because his friends have abandoned him because he can't leave his house. He has nothing to do. So he starts looking out the windows at the neighbors.
Yes, which hottie patati. Oh,
is
no.
Moving in.
She's moving
she's
in.
Moving in on the day. And then it's like, I don't know how much time lapse, but Ronald shows up one day and he's like, oh, come here. Let me show you everything that's going on.
Yeah.
And he first shows him the couple across the street, and the lady leaves with her friend to go play tennis at the country club. The husband shows up a few minutes later and starts making out with the maid.
Right.
Then he shows the one neighbor mowing his lawn. He's like, ah, he never does anything. He shows the kids watching the porn that the mom doesn't know anything
Yeah,
about.
which they, yeah, because, which he's trying to get them back because they threw dog shit on his porch, which I was like, oh, that's a good one. Because
which then made him run out of bounds of his ankle bracelet, and the cops came and harassed him for it.
Yeah, which was so good.
It was so good. So then he says, oh, now the piece de la resistance, and takes him over to peep on the new neighbor girl swimming in a bikini in the pool.
Yes.
So they're a
which
little.
she looks very good. She looks good.
Oh, hey, no shades on her for that.
Yeah, for
She,
sure.
The milk did the body good.
For sure.
So, like I said,
Oh,
I
we
would
forgot to
totally read this.
mention one of the cops that shows up at the
Oh,
house because
is
it plays
the
kind of
cousin.
is the cousin of the teacher, which I was like,
Yes.
I was like, ooh, I forgot that. That's spicy. I like
Yeah,
it. I
so
love it.
he's
I love
being
the
a, which
drama.
comes back to bite him in the ass
Oh,
later
for sure. Yeah.
for being such a dick.
Gutierrez.
And
Yeah. He's like, you know, I'll get to it when I get to it. And I'm all like, okay, well, you know, you're dead. So whatever.
yeah. So one night when the new girl, because I don't remember her name, the
What was
friend
her name?
and Kale are all in his room,
Ashley.
and they have come to the conclusion that the neighbor is a serial killer from Austin, Texas.
Yes.
So they start spying on him. He brings a date back one night. They think he's gonna kill her, but then her car drives away.
Yeah, because she comes out and gets in the car.
Okay, this is my problem with that. She was a tiny little thing. He put the wig on, got in her
And
car,
that's
and
a, I
drove
said,
away. And
I
they
was like,
believe that shit?
she went in skinny mini and came out looking like a brick shit
Right.
house. I'm all
That
like,
woman
there's a
was 120 pounds soaking wet.
difference.
And that man is like 240. And there's no mistake. Like, it's
Yeah, it was.
absurd.
Yeah, it was so crazy. Like, I was just like, you guys are idiots, but you're kids, so of course you're idiots. Like, yeah, she is just like, and I love how, and me personally, I'm all like, when she was like banging on the door and everything, like, and he was just watching. I'm like, why are you watching? Call the freaking cops, yo.
Yeah, I'm
I'm all
not gonna
like,
lie. That is in a lot of these stupid voyeur movies of the people
yeah.
just staring and watching, and you're
Yeah,
like,
because I'm all like, you could record it. You have the tape. By the time the cops show up, you could be like, listen, I have this tape of this girl freaking screaming. Tell me where the girl is and everything. I'm like, he's so stupid. Go ahead.
yeah, but she drives away, so there's nothing to worry about.
Yeah, but she did. I mean, like, I feel like the cops would have come faster, like
Yeah.
before she was able to like drive away or whatnot. But yeah.
But they do this that whole movie. They see something wrong with the neighbor and they don't call the
They
cops.
don't call
They're
the
like,
cops.
wait, 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 wait.
Yeah, because they want to be a hero or some crap like that. I'm
I
just all
don't know
like,
what the fuck. They're stupid ass kids is what
they
it
are
comes down
stupid. They're
to.
so stupid. But yeah.
So dumb.
Yeah.
And I just
I
want to
love.
say his Tower of Twinkies, you can't do that with Twinkies
Yeah.
without toothpicks. And they look like they were still in the wrappers. That's not how
Yeah,
that
they
works.
were still in the wrappers, which was dumb. I'm all like, why would you waste Twinkies? Just eat them. It's fine. It's fine. I loved how the next day he just showed up in his kitchen. I was all like, ooh. I was like, hey.
When
The mom
they,
comes home
yes,
yeah, when
and
what was
yeah,
the
and they,
killer's
he's,
name?
oh, that would,
Mr. Turner.
yeah, well, I'd have been like, why the fuck is Mr. Turner in my house? And then the
Yeah.
fact his
Well,
mom's like, oh, he saved me, blah, blah, blah. I would have been questioning too. Kale was like, this sounds a little too much. And
yeah,
he's right.
exactly. Yeah, and then like the mom's all like, yeah, he helped me out. And then they're like gonna go out on a date and shit. And I'm all like, so she can get murdered at
Right,
Trinity. I'm all like,
right.
no. I did like how he was putting the cream cheese on his bagel with that big ass knife. He's like, why don't you use a
Yeah.
butter knife? And I'm like,
He's like, a
because
knife
there's a
in
murderer in his kitchen. Nah, I wouldn't use a butter knife either.
there. And I just want to say that was not the good knife to grab to slice his bagel in half.
It wasn't. You got to use a bread
You
knife. You got to, because it's got the little
need
ridges.
serrated
Yeah,
edges.
exactly. You mean, yeah, there's so, but yeah, no. But yeah, and I love how Mr. Turner's all like old, but he's all hip because he's got the one earring in the left ear. I'm all like, oh, get the fuck out of here, Mr. Turner, with your 90s look.
Yeah, he had the 90s look going on. Yeah,
I
long
also.
story short, they end up stalking the neighbor because they're going to
Totally stalking
prove.
him.
And he thinks the girlfriend has the hots for him because
Oh
she's
my
following him
God.
around in the hardware
Yeah,
store.
I love how, but he was very, like, I just want to say, he was very creepy. Like, he shows up in front of her car and then he gets in her car and then he's like, he takes away her keys, which I was all like, this is not, appropriate, even if you do think she's got the hots for you. And he takes her, like, he tells her to shut her phone or whatever, because, like, it's rude. And I'm all like, I think we passed rudeness when you got in her car and took her keys, asshole. And
Poor
so,
girl.
but he, and then he's all like, I know these you younger girls are attracted to an older man. I'm all like, oh, thus thou think too much of themselves, Mr. Turner, because you're not that hot, my good sir.
Charles work on her because she goes back to the house and she's like, yeah, he was nice. There's
Yeah.
nothing going on. And I'm like, What are you talking about? You
Yeah.
buying a fucking shovel?
Right. Yeah. No, I just, yeah, I love that. And I love, okay. So then after that, I love how the other two, oh, was this before or after Ronnie? Oh, no, this was before they went, Ronnie went to the house, right?
No, this is when he's in the car and he drops his phone.
Yeah. Okay. And then Ronnie goes, okay. I love how when Ronnie goes back to get his phone, right? And everything. And,
Would you have taken the camera?
I mean,
Because he's like, here, take the camera. I'd been like, no, I want to get in and out.
no, that makes sense. I don't know. I don't know. This was way back when the YouTube was still new. So, I mean, anything to get those clicks, you know what I'm saying? I need that clout. But I just, the whole time I'm just all like, are these kids are freaking morons? Like,
Dumbass.
I feel like I was a way more craftier teenager than these
But we were made to
kids.
spend time outside.
Yeah, I just feel like I would have gotten in and out of that house a lot faster because I'm all like I just need 5 minutes, fuckers. As soon as I roll underneath, as soon as I tuck and roll in that garage, I'm like finding my phone and like you're gonna call my phone and then I'm gonna get it and then I'm gonna leave the fucking house. So it was a lot of work for something that I felt like didn't take me to a lot of work. But then and then I did love how he came home. I love how he's like, help me. And I was like, why are you screaming, help me and shit? Nothing's happening
And
to
it
you.
spirals out of control way fast.
So fast, so fast.
Like
But it, but
so
he
much
didn't.
fucking dramatic,
Oh, so dramatic. Yeah,
dramatics.
Ronnie is like one of those friends. But he did need to take the camera because they got a picture of her. You know what I'm
They got
saying?
the
They
eye, the
got the eye.
gross.
Yeah. But yeah. Okay. So I love how Ronnie totally lets him take the fucking fall because he doesn't come and be like, hey, I'm here and everything. I love how he's just like, let's Kale get in trouble again. And I'm all like, you guys are stupid.
And plays dead in the
In the
closet.
closet, which was not funny. I was like, that's a dick move,
Kicked
Ronnie.
him. I would have been like, you're a fucker.
Yeah,
You're a whole
Ronnie. Yeah, Ronnie is not a good friend in my opinion. But then again, I don't think Kale's really all that great of a friend either.
think Kale's just kind of a shitty person. And granted, he has the excuse of losing his dad, but he wasn't the first teenage kid on the planet to lose a parent. And they don't all turn into just fucking idiots going around punching everybody.
Exactly.
Well,
Oof.
yeah. So.
But okay, so I did like how both basically they just like both the girlfriend and the friend like abandon him like after that. Like Ronnie's like, I'm going, huh? Well, no, he doesn't. He stays there, doesn't he? Yeah, he
Yeah.
stays. Because the
No, he
mom
stays. The girl.
goes
No, he comes.
home.
He, yeah, because while the mom's
Oh,
over
can we rewind?
apologizing, that's when
Yeah.
he
Can
finds
we
Ronnie.
rewind real quick and talk about Ashley's party real
Oh, the
quick?
party with Skinny Marie or
Yeah,
Crazy
skinny.
Marie,
Yes. Yeah. Whatever
Crazy
her name was.
Psycho Marie,
Marie,
whatever it is.
yeah.
It was a really shitty nickname. It was way too long.
It was bad. And I'm all like, I don't get your nicknames. I don't get it for this girl. I don't see whatever it is you guys are saying. But I did like how like the party was going on, and he just got so fucking jealous. And he
Oh,
put
he
that,
had FOMO like nobody's
oh my
business.
God, which I'm all like, dude, you like get over yourself. I'm like everything. And but I love this the song he put on. He put that on Loving You.
Yeah, the
Is
Wayne Newton
easy
song.
cause you're
Yo.
beautiful.
Oh,
Do 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 do. I want to just say I love that song. So if I was at that party, I would have just been like, yeah, you guys, this is good. I like it.
but I love how they start, like, they have this whole tiff. Her party's still going on, and they decide to have like a makeout session
Exactly. Yeah, right.
during
Cause.
her party. Like, she just met these people. Should she really be trusting them in her home?
Exactly. And I love how he's all like, I noticed that right before you leave your room, every time you like stop and look at yourself in the mirror, but not to see what you look like, but to see like, is this really who I am? And then she's like, and I don't remember all of what he said, but she's like, I don't know if that's creepiest thing I've ever heard or the cutest thing I've ever heard. And then they just
I'm
start
like
making like,
creepy. I'm like creepy.
creepy. Cause I'd been like, why are you saying, hey, weirdo, don't be weird, okay? Like Shia, come on, or Kale. Kale,
Well, he's
listen.
already weird. His name's Kale.
Exam right on. Yeah, no, which I love how Because I swear to God, every time somebody was all like, kale, I just kept going like the chips. I just kept saying that out loud, which, you know, like a normal person.
All I kept thinking of is this last name? Because, you know, in, what is it, White House Down, Tatum Channing's character's name is John Kale. So I was like, is it his last name? But then they say his mom's name when they're doing the credit card thing. And then I was like, oh no, they just named him after
It'd be great if they had a daughter and her name was like Romaine. That'd be so great.
Broccoli.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Or like watercress. Like just
or what
like...
is it that they pair up with kale? Quinoa?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. It would just be, or
kale
like,
and quinoa.
Like, where's iceberg? You know, I'm just like,
Boston, where's Boston?
Like, I just want to be like, how many different lettuce leaves can we name our children after? Okay.
I want to know, did they agree on this name immediately? Or was this like the 12th one down and the mom just finally wore the dad out, or vice versa?
Maybe. Either way, it was a bad choice.
So
I love how the mom's over there and she's and
she
by the way,
thinks
this
he's
is
charming.
She does.
She
And
hasn't
this
been
is
laid
the
in a
last
year. Her husband's been
for
dead.
sure. Yeah,
So
she needs some
she's,
D.
yep.
So I love how, okay, so I love how she's over there. And this is, by the way, like the last like good 15, 20 minutes of the movie.
Yeah, you probably can fast forward all the way to
like the
probably
like
the party.
Yeah, probably, maybe.
The hardware store, because the party's after, or the hardware store is after the party.
Right on. Yeah, it is. It is. It
So
is.
So you can fast forward all the way to the hardware store, and you're seeing the jits of the good part of the movie, the fast paced action. This
Right
is
on.
What happens.
Yeah. So, like, I love how, like, he's going through the footage of Ronnie when he went through the thing. And he sees the dead body in the little grave. Because, by the way, he has found the blueprints to that guy's house. And then the old house, he's like, the garage wasn't even attached. So there's, like, this little space or whatever. And I'm just all like, where did you find these plans at? Because if my house plans.
Official.
They
And
looked
I feel
official.
Like who went to the county and got those
Exactly. I was just like, your story's not tracking, friend.
Did he
Your
order
detective
these
work.
through the mail? Because the government would have taken a good 6 months to get you those if you ordered them by mail, buddy. So you'd have been back in school.
Right on. So I love how his mom gets attacked, right? And I love how she just gets knocked out or whatnot. And then I love how
neighbor Turner, he's done with their shit.
He's done with their shit.
He's gonna kill him and let good old Kale take the fall for it all.
Right, exactly. Now, I just want to say, so the lightning is going on, right? Or the thunder, because it's thunder, not lightning. It's not raining. It's not raining. It's just thunder. And I love how the thunder is so loud when he's like, Ronnie, and everything. And then, you know, Ronnie gets taken out. But I'm all like, no more thunder after that.
Munching.
Where was the thunder after? What was that?
I said Ronnie's downstairs munching because playing dead was a lot of work.
It was a lot of work and everything. But the rest of the time, I'm all like, where's the thunder at now? I mean, there's lightning because the flashes, but I don't see no thunder. I'm like, but are here no thunder? But maybe it was, and I just wasn't paying attention. But anyways.
So he yells for Ronnie, but Ronnie gets bashed in the head with a baseball bat.
Yeah, with a baseball bat. I was like, that shit
An
probably
aluminum
hurt.
One at that.
Yeah, that probably shit probably hurt hardcore.
Right? I mean, he could be dead, but who knows? So, of course, what's his face? The girl's there now. They're running through the house to try to get away from Turner.
Yeah. Can I ask you a question? Okay. So, you know how that little box, they're like, don't disturb the box and everything. And while he's getting attacked by the Turner guy, he goes for the box, right? But he doesn't get it. But I'm like, why don't you pull it out of the freaking wall, you little idiot. I don't know what he was trying to do, but he did it like twice. And I'm like, it didn't work the first time, fucker. Just grab it. And when he tries
I
to pull
you.
yeah, just pull it. And everything. I'm like, you're so stupid.
But they do jump into her pool off of their little garage garage roof or whatever, and sends her in to call the cops. And he goes to get his mom. So this is my question. We never hear anything about the cops being called, but we do hear they contact the officer
to tell him that he's
Gutierrez. jumped the fence again, which means the alarm's going off. So why were there not more cops? Because I feel like those two calls should have been super close together. The call where his alarm was going off and the call that she's making to 911, they should be within minutes of each other.
Right on. Yeah, I
And the cop
yeah.
says, oh, well,
I'll
I'll
get
get
to
to
it
it
when
when
I
I
get
get.
to, which by the way, I just want to say that burger looked so delicious. I was like, that looks so good right now. I
I
was
was
like,
like,
I'll have
oh, he's
that.
eating it in his car because, you know, it's going to rain. But that's like, he looked like he was at like one of those drive-ins where they put the tray in your
Oh,
window
right
because it's served
on.
like in an in-and-out like
Right
box
on.
thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. So I love when he finds the room where all the dead chicks are, which by the way
And the
he keeps
multiple freezers.
and I love when he finds his mom and he doesn't immediately like unhook her and everything. I'm like, come on man, just like, what are you doing and
Okay,
everything.
but he goes through some shit. He finds shit. So first he finds the giant ice chest freezers.
yes
Then he finds all of the murder tools. Then he finds a
yes
secret push away cabinet with things.
yes
Then he falls
So
through
much
the
thrown
floor
there's
into a
so
giant
much
mud
it
puddle. The foundation on this
full
house must be shit with the amount
but
of water that was under
right
it.
full of like Skeletor and
Yep.
everything, and I'm
He's
all
like, that neighbor's been busy since he moved
he
there
has
from
been busy.
Texas.
Yeah, they've only been talking about that one girl on the news for a while, but he's got multiple
Yep.
girls. He's got a
And
thing for
then he comes
redheads.
across his mom. Like, he went through a serious little hike to get to his mom in this like 1500 square foot house.
Right. And I love their fight with him because I will admit the fight seemed like realistic because he was like obviously couldn't overpower this fucker and everything. And I like how the mom like stabbed him in the leg and he's like, ah, and everything. And then like, and then he shoved those little like those little chinker thingies,
Oh, the hedge
yeah,
trimmers.
thank you, into him and everything. And then how he fell back into his dead bodies that he had killed and everything. I was like, oh, so poetic. But
And then, of course, as the mom and the son are walking out of the garage while the garage door's opening, guess who shows up, guys? The cops.
the cops. Sorry, I was drinking. I was gonna join in there with you. But
Oh
yeah,
my gosh.
no, there was just like there was so much like the last 20 minutes were like exciting and everything, but I just like I'm telling you right now, like this movie, I can't tell if I like this movie because very much like for me, it felt like a
You know
meet
what I
cute.
want to see that would have
Yes.
made this movie much more? Instead of
No
showing
tell.
me all this
Superpowers.
Peeping Tom stuff, I want to see the guy, the old guy in the club picking up the young chicks. I want to see
Wasn't she
him
just like
go.
a, I thought she was just like a prostitute.
No. She was a club girl. Didn't you see all of the like club bracelets on it? I want to see him picking up all these girls with daddy issues.
Oh, right
Yeah, she
on.
was last seen when they do the news thing. She was last seen leaving a club with a man.
Oh, right on. Okay, well,
Yeah.
I
All
mistaken.
right. So overall, do you recommend? Did you like it? First, let's start there. Did you like it? Because you said originally you didn't like it.
I'm gonna say no, just because I didn't, I don't know. At the end of the day, I was all like, I don't know. This, it's fine that I saw, but I don't need, again, I don't need to see it again. I don't need to see it again.
Would you recommend it?
No, I mean, sure. If you want to, if you're into this kind of thing, or you're doing a podcast, then yes. But I mean, if you're just like looking for a good movie, I don't think this movie's that good. So
And
I don't
what
know.
streaming
It's crossed my
situation
mind.
did
Oh,
you watch this on?
I don't. I think I bought it on Amazon. It
Yeah,
was like,
I
I
think
think
you could buy
it was
it
like,
on Amazon. So you the this was the problem with Amazon. It was rent it for $3.99 or purchase it for
yeah, I rented
$4.99.
it because I don't need to own it. It's fine.
Yeah. So I liked this movie originally, not so much anymore. I'm a firm believer that if I ever want to watch this movie again, I'm gonna fast forward it to the hardware store and then just watch from there. And then I get the whole gist of it and whatnot.
Yeah,
But
maybe you could watch like the first part to know why he's in
oh yeah, like
solitary
up until
confinement.
the courtroom, like actually all the way if you watch the beginning until he gets the bracelet on, so that way you can see the cop saying he's
Yeah.
going to be a dick. And then fast forward all the way until they're in the hardware store where the chick's on the phone sending him pictures. And then the end.
Yeah.
You take a 2-hour movie and cut it down to like maybe 30 minutes. You're welcome.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
We watch the whole thing so you don't have to.
Right on.
All right. Do you have anything else you would like to add?
No, not really. No.
All right. Well, then, thank you guys so much for listening. Follow us on Twitter at BS Drunk Pod to stay updated and hear all of our fun facts about the movies that we've reviewed. If you listen to us on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, please leave us a 5-star review. We truly appreciate it. We will also be uploading the video version of this to our YouTube channel. So be sure to check us out there at YouTube BS Drunk Movie Reviews. Oh, and while you're there, hit that like and subscribe button. We truly appreciate it. You guys have no idea how much it helps us. The more of you that click that subscribe button, the more that
Yeah.
We have also started a Patreon. The Patreons is an after-hour podcast. It's Matt and I once again. But on there, we talk about franchises. We start with the number one and work our way all the way through it. We've done Bring It On, Sex in the City, Scream, Jurassic Park, Twilight. There's a whole slew of them. And there are many levels on the Patreon to fit all of your needs and budgets. So go ahead and click that link in the description below. You won't regret it. And guys, most of all, please don't forget to drink, recap, review, and repeat. Bye, guys.
Bye, you guys.